Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, August 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 4¾ cents at 6:15, December wheat up 5¾ cents at 8:08½, and November beans up 14¾ cents at 13.95¾. Currently, we've got the dollar up just 21 ticks, but the crude oil is up 50 cents a barrel on a little bit of a rebound. Dow Jones looks to open up about 200 lower. We didn't see any export sales here this morning. Yesterday, they came out very late in the morning, actually 10 minutes, 11 minutes past when they're usually announced, but haven't seen any export sales here this morning. Little bit of a rebound overnight, kind of a dead cat bounce. Excuse me. I really don't see much here. Maybe a little bit drier in Kansas than we'd like it. But Missouri is going to get some pretty good rains. Just about everybody has seen some rains out here. And the charts certainly don't look all that great. So I think today is a little bit of a dead cat bounce. We probably won't see anything really major until we get to next week when the Pro Farmer Tour heads out. We should get a better idea. That tour tends to be a little bit friendly. And I think they'll see some really rough spots out there. But I think they're also going to find a lot of good beans, depending on the route. But certainly it's something to look forward to next week. But in the meantime, you know, I just don't see the real impetus for this market to move higher. We're making the beans just when we should be making them, getting good grains. There's more rains forecast. So unless Russia does something stupid, which doesn't look like they're going to do at the moment, there's more and more ships leaving Ukraine, and it doesn't look like anybody's giving them any hassles out here. So that's ultimately a negative for the wheat as we get more wheat available around the world. There's talk that the export pace in the beans has been pretty good for new crop. China needs beans, but they really would prefer to get it from Brazil if they can. But I think in the short term, they're going to have to come to the U.S. for some of the beans. But, the fact that we had that delegation from the U.S. after Pelosi go into Taiwan, just a few days ago, that's curling the Chinese toes out there, so to speak. They're not happy about it. They stepped up military maneuvers again. I think it's just saber rattling. I don't think they'd be stupid enough to launch an invasion into Taiwan, but, who knows. Anyway, if they were to go into Taiwan, these grain markets will fall apart, particularly the beans. So really don't see much else out here. I think it's going to be a firm day. Funds might want to add to their long positions in here, but frankly, looking at the charts, I would think they'd want to use a rally to get out. Funds, I still have them on 134,000 contracts of corn, 97,000 contracts of beans, 81,000 contracts of meal. So if they want out, there's certainly some selling possibilities on any rallies out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.